It's a little early for the pre-show, so you get three extra minutes here. And good morning. It's Phil Hendry here. And this morning we're following for you. We ain't following shit for you. You can follow it yourself. I just want to say one thing. This chick, you know, Sterling's wife is suing what's-her-ass for, I don't know what it is exactly, but some bullshit, you know, stalking an older man, you know, taking his money, all this good shit. I mean, this is really, you know, that should be a non-starter for the judge. Excuse me, Mrs. Sterling. I understand that your feelings are probably understandably hurt, and it would be nice to believe that your husband has been duped. He really loves the shit out of you, and he's just simply under the spell of a younger woman. No. That's the way it is. That's the way it's been. That's the way it's gonna be. Okay? For some guys, it's worth it. It's you know, I'm done being married, raising children, working my motherfucking ass off, just like for a lot of women. And a lot of women will tell you, okay, well, where's my, you know, well, that's why the divorce laws are written the way they are. So you get your money and you get your, you know, you get your shit. And just the problem is both parties are not aware going in of what the fucking future holds. And that's what the fucking future holds, man, for a lot of people. You know, I know about all the, you know, happily married. I got to turn my girl down here, Robin Mead, because first of all, CNN, I hate to break the news to you guys, but your fucking news, man, is old. She was just reporting some shit that like is already like done. And she's talking about, oh, that family that's missing. So, Mrs. Sterling, you know, with all due respect, your husband has this younger woman. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's giving her fucking money and she stays with him. You heard her on the tape. She's like a fucking nurse. You know, she's like part nurse, part, you know, whore, part fashion model, part whatever she wants, whatever he wants her to be. And in exchange, there's fucking more money than she's ever seen before in her life. And she's not a dumbass. No woman, if you think you got some kind of an ironclad fucking deal with a chick, you know, where I'm going to keep all my money, she won't get dime one, bullshit. It's not going to happen. There's palimony in the state of California. I don't know about anybody else, but if you live with a man for a certain number of years, if you've sacrificed your career and your life and your potential earnings, whether you're married to the guy or not, you have a legal claim. That was established in that Lee Marvin, you know, the actor Lee Marvin, his Michelle, I forget the name of the actress, or just his friend. She was a chick, you know, woman that he lived with. And she took his ass to court and said, look, I don't give a fuck if I wasn't married to the guy. I was, for all intents and purposes, this man's common law wife, although I don't think California quite has the, you know, there's no, claiming your common law does not necessarily mean you get any remuneration, you see. So, that's a great word, and I don't even know what the fuck it means. So, that's what happened there. So, now we cut to the year 2014. You have Donald Sterling. You have this young lady, Viviano Vagudulu Bagala, whatever the fuck her name is. You got the other, the wife, Rochelle. And I can pronounce that name because it's fairly Caucasian. It's not, you know, Hispanic. It's not Mexican. And I'm kidding around. For those of you who may be brand new, of course, why would you buy a BSP and not know what I'm about? You know, I think I'll just get a subscription to this fucked up website. So, having said all that bullshit, this cat knows what he's doing. She knows what she's doing. I mean, what, you know, give me a break. There's no fucking way on God's earth. If somehow this lawsuit goes against that Viviano chick, and I got news for you. I don't see a thing wrong. This whole thing about a gold digging chick. Are you kidding me, man? Of course she is. It's not even a bad thing. It's logical. It makes sense. If she's 38 and he's fucking 80, I'm sure there's love, but there's not enough love to keep them together if they're fucking poor. There's not enough love there that will keep them together. I don't know how much love is there in the average marriage to keep people together if they have no money. How much, really, seriously, how much in the average marriage, how much money, how much love is there in the average marriage to keep those people together during really difficult economic times where a woman who goes into the marriage told by the husband that she wouldn't have to work, told by the husband that she would be the mother of the children, that she would do, and the next thing you know, he says to her, you got to get a job. Now, all of a sudden, he doesn't look the way he did when she first married him. He looked like a world beater. He looked like a fucking winner. He looked like a guy that was going to really protect her and was going to build a house. Now he's saying, you got to get a job. Times are tough. Things happen. You know, it to his way of thinking, it you know, he'll be back. He'll fight his way back. But to his way of thinking right now, she has to dig in. Well, that's not the way she fucking sees it. That's not the way he sold it to her. Oh, bullshit. Sure, I did. Well, you know, no, you didn't. Not in the middle of all of that, those boozy nights and those champagne and the fucking flowers and the goddamn balloons. You were talking about how you were going to be, you know, you were her stud. Remember, man, when you were swinging from the fucking chandelier and all that shit, right? And she was laying in bed, giggling and laughing just like it was some goddamn movie. So. And so the next thing you know, here is reality. There's Donald Sterling, getting into a fucking limousine. He didn't want to talk. Sterling is just a handmaiden to the bigger evil. Racism is the true enemy. He's just another jerk with more money than brains. That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Right on. And by the way, somebody said this morning, one of the executives of the Knicks, Larry Johnson, he said that the black players and black owners should start their own black league. And Jerry Stackhouse was on CNN this morning. He said, this is a global fucking package that we've developed. This is a global product that we've worked our asses off, players and owners and everybody together, to create this. We're not going to, you know, begin to deconstruct it and turn it into a, you know, go back to the days of black-only basketball leagues. But, I mean, that's how pissed off some people are getting on this thing. Anyway, this whole goddamn thing that Donald Sterling is a victim, and Donald Sterling, there ain't any fucking manhood there, you know? That's just my opinion, but I know he's got money, and it makes me reevaluate what it really takes to make money. I know in my life I've made some money. I haven't made any fucking anything near what Donald Sterling's made. But I made enough fucking money where I can tell you, where I sit today, I pissed away millions of dollars in my life. Now, I know that that money primarily came to me by way of my talent, by way of good representation, good agents, good, you know, and working for a good solid company, you know. And I also know that that money came by way of you know, paying a lot of fucking dues, man, for the years leading up to that. So, was I a man, you know? I looked out for myself, okay? I looked out for myself. You know, I was a hard ass in my business, you know? I was a hard ass in my work, but does that make me, or did that make me, a real man? Well, that would have been a really good interest, a really fascinating discussion to have maybe, you know, 2 weeks ago, but right now we can see with Donald Sterling, they're not a fucking man there. That guy is an old fucking lady. He's a little old fucking lady. He might as well be some old bitch sitting there as she gets him his motherfucking juice, you know? Now, here's Mark Cuban saying something that's pretty obvious. He says, well, I don't know. How do you take property away from a guy just because of his opinion? This is a good point. It's a very good point. The NBA cannot tell a guy. The NBA can't say, we now own your property. They don't have it in their bylaws. They have it in their bylaws if he breaks the law, if he breaks their rules regarding gambling. And they also have it in their bylaws if the franchise becomes insolvent. In other words, if they don't have the money to support the franchise, league could take it over. Gambling and insolvency. There's nothing about intemperate speech, nothing about racist speech, and nothing about, you know, violent speech. Not at all. But what they can say is the following thing that any employer can say to any employee, or any business partner can say to the other partner. And that is, you're bringing discredit on our business. You are hurting our fucking business. We've got a fucking reputation to uphold. You know, it's like Disneyland, where they don't want you to wear the goddamn mustache or whatever their fucking problem was. You're playing a part, you're playing a role, you're a character in a large production, and you have to play your part. Otherwise, if you don't do what you're doing, it makes us look somehow different from what we are, and that hurts business, that hurts the image, that hurts the product that we're trying to push. The NBA is no different from any other product, whether it's hot dogs or, you know, mustard. and they have a product, and they are trying to ensure that they make it a product friendly to all of the consumers out there. Every basketball fan out there, when one of the owners comes out, it doesn't make any fucking difference whether this bitch recorded him when he was at, it doesn't matter. Think about it, man. If some guy goes out, if some cat is in his home, if he was black, let's just put the fucking shoe on the other foot and say it was Michael Jordan sitting there and talking about all these whites this, whites that, white motherfuckers this, white motherfuckers that. Be a fucking firestorm. You know it as well as I do. All right, I got to get into this goddamn. Email here. And when I say I got to get into the email, that means I got to get into my. Okay. What is this, man? Why do I keep getting mail failure? Is this my good friend, Dan? Hey, Dan, I don't have your email, man, because it keeps getting fucking kicked back on me, man. So if you're watching, Danny O, Don's kid brother, I don't have your email is all fucked up over here, man. I don't know how, you know, what's everybody else doing? Obviously, they're communicating with you. I guess no one gives a fuck about me. Everybody else doing, no one cares about me. Why not? One, two, what the shit? You dig what I'm saying? Okay. All right, now at 11 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Eastern, there will be a press conference with the NBA. At which time we will find out what the fuck they want to do. You know, I don't know what they want to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. Will they strip him? Will they take his pants off? Will they pants him? My feeling is they should definitely fucking pants the son of a bitch, because just for laughs, if nothing else, you know, just so they can get a couple of laughs out of today. Say, look, we haven't made a decision at all, but I will tell you that we've decided to just go ahead and pants Donald Sterling because that's just the way we're feeling. That's how we roll, huh? How's that, Bill? Yeah, that's fine. Okay, that's how we roll today. We are going to pants this fucker. By the way, Paul Simon and Edie Brickell, do they look like the fucking... holy Christ. He looks like some old guy that just walked up to the counter and wants his money back because the fucking cruller is stale. He's like this with the judge. And he's got the fucking glasses. She's kind of looking at him and looking up. She looks like the lady in the library who is going to help you with that book. Or she's taking signatures for some fucking, you know, don't shave your legs, you know. We want to be able to show pubic hair in the park or some shit. She looks like just whacked out. And look at how they've aged together. Paul Simon looks every bit the old, grumpy old guy. And she's his wacky, wiggy, younger wife. Who's very, you know, she's got a book club going on, and she gets together and plays a lot of fucking guitar shit, and takes the kids down to the farmer's market, and they may vacation and go to the highlands of Cambodia or some shit for kicks. And he stays at home, or maybe he just sits there. You know, I can imagine them on vacation with the kids. It must be a fucking scream, man. I mean, he's trudging along with a little. He's got the plastic bag with a magazine in it and a fucking can, a bottle of sunscreen. And she's got her glasses, and she's just paying attention to every goddamn thing the tour guide says. And the kids are all squirreling around, and they're crawling all over him. I don't know, how old are the kids now? They got three. And I would say that Paul Simon was no spring chicken when they had them, right? 20, 30, 40. Who knows, his 50s or in his late 40s, maybe? And she was in her 20s. So monkey fires anchor was keeping his grape from him. And what did the monkey do? The monkey pissed on her? It hit her. Ha, 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 ha. Isn't that cute? See, that goddamn monkey is going to fucking claw her face off, motherfuckers. These people, don't fuck with a monkey. Don't fuck around with monkeys. They tear the face off of people. Do you remember? Jesus Christ. Now, it was a little fucking, you didn't see it. It wasn't much, but it was a little tiny fucking chimp, not a chimp, but it's a little tiny lemur. You know, one of those smaller, the monkey world is whacked out because we think of monkeys as chimpanzees, but they've got little ones that are like that big, and they have fingers, and they look around. You're like, what the fuck? Wait a minute, man. You know, is that where we're from? Maybe that's what man was. All right. Did we already print off Edie and Paul? I think we did. I don't fucking know. Yeah, we did. But yeah, they're these two people, man, Paul Simon and Edie Raquel, they are something to behold. Yeah, man. Next up, Spike Lee was on, and there's Spike. You know, you can fucking imagine what Spike's talking about. Although he wasn't radical or rabid or anything. He was very right on, actually. So, you know, get rid of these motherfuckers, and you know, we're already a great country. We can be greater. Get rid of this fucking racism. I agree. You know, there's no secret. Anybody that's watched this show, you know that that's been my thing, you know, and there's no question. We're woefully undereducated when it comes to race. We don't know our fucking ass from a hole in the ground. You know, and as a white man, I've often said this, and I'll just keep on saying it. I don't really give too much of a fuck what white people think of black people. See, that's already on the record. I've been listening to that shit since I was a kid. Let me tell you about the black. Let me tell you about the whites. Let's talk about them. And the best people to talk about the whites are other fucking whites. You know, and that's why I have a good time. Sometimes it's a good time. Sometimes it's like you can't believe how fucking stupid some people are. You fall into the world of dumb, you know. And so that's why I many times will have these conversations, engage white people in this topic, because it's never a dull moment. You think you've heard it all and seen it all, and then you are dealing with attitudes that are 40 fucking years old. No, none of these people have decided to fucking update how they think or feel about some of this shit. They're still going on the bullshit that they've been saying and spewing for God knows how long, and they figure that shit plays, you know. Well, I mean, can't we just all have I'm colorblind. Okay, colorblind is done. Don't ever say you're colorblind. I don't give a fuck what color you are. Don't say you're colorblind. That marks you as a fucking moron. A moron. Moron. Nobody's fucking colorblind. Nobody's buying that you're fucking colorblind. You shouldn't be colorblind. You shouldn't be colorblind. Of course people are different colors. Of course you've got eyes in your fucking in your head. Of course you notice the physicality of people. Are you kidding me? Do you notice whether a chick's got big tits or not? I bet you notice that. You know? Do you notice if a chick is black? If you go out with a girl and she's a black girl, do you notice that? Are you fucking colorblind? Are you one of these white chicks who thinks she's doing her part for civil rights by going out with a black guy? She's doing her part for race relations by fucking some black guy. Okay. Well, you goddamn sure know. And I don't mean to offend anybody, but that's the way a lot of women are. It's a lot of white women. And those chicks damn sure see the color of that guy's skin. You know, if I had gone out with the black chicks that I went out with in my day, back in the day, and here's this chick who's beautiful with a great ass, the greatest ass I've ever seen in my life, but I didn't notice really what color she was. How about if I thought she was white? God, I never knew a white chick could have an ass like that. She's black, Phil. Oh, we ought to have you talk about shallow hell, man, fucking do a flick about colorblind Lemon Jefferson. All right. I'm colorblind Lemon Jefferson. I'm not blind Lemon Jefferson. I'm colorblind Lemon Jefferson. So, of course you see color. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's seeing the color and enjoying it, appreciating it, understanding it, reveling in the fact that look at this country of ours, man. What an amazing fucking country. All these different races. There's no fucking country in the history of the world like this. No fucking country on the planet right now like this country. None. They all love to talk to us about race relations. Motherfuckers all over the world could not deal with the shit we got to deal with every day in America. All the Japanese with their monoracial society bullshit. The Canadians with, you know, they're always preaching to us about race. The motherfuckers in Canada don't know their ass about race relations, man. They got a few black people up there, a couple of Indians that they throw into the trunk of a cop car every now and again because they're drunk, and they think they got it down. Fucking Canadians. I love Canadians, man. My family's from Canada. My cousins are coming to visit in June. I'm going to go up there this summer and see them again. Beautiful city, Toronto, you know. But don't ever give me a fucking song and a dance about, you know, race relations. You know, maybe Canadians know a lot about a lot, and I don't doubt it, you know. Like, how about this? How to fucking just take a goddamn chill on this shit. But all I'm trying to say is, let's not put ourselves down for this shit, but let's goddamn keep working on it, and let's quit being a bunch of fucking women about this shit. Excuse me for putting it that way. Let's quit being a bunch of little girls about it.
The blacks.
You know, white folks, for the most part, and I know they get really angry with me too, and my friends can sometimes get angry with me about this shit, even as open-minded as they think they are. Oh, Henry, what the fuck do you know? Who fucking educated you, huh? I'm just telling you what I think. Oh, what you thought. Let me tell you how it is. I used to work in fucking South Central, then I get that shit. Let me tell you how it is, man. And those motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck. You got nothing to fucking say to me, man. You know, you got nothing to fucking say to me. You're telling me about how it is in South Central because you used to work down there. 10, 11. You think it therefore is a function of race and not socioeconomic. And we're right back at square one, you know, because if you go to Beverly Hills and you work on the same house and the homeowner is black and you have a different experience, what are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me it's socioeconomic, or are you going to tell me that he's just they're different? Those blacks are different. Well, maybe they are, and maybe it's because, and maybe you'll visit some black guy's house in Beverly Hills who's just as much of a prick as the motherfucker in South Central. Is that socioeconomic? Is it a function of the guy's personality? Maybe he ought to just be on meds because he's fucking bipolar. Who the fuck knows, you know? Don't be fucking lazy and stupid about it, though. The hell is this? I printed it off twice. Don't be lazy and stupid about that shit. You know, learn that shit. Learn that shit, dog. We don't roll like that no more. We use this, man. You know, come on, dog. Take a man-size hit. Take a man-size hit. All right, now there is a company in Australia and points thus... that claims it's found some wreckage. Location specified by GeoResidence report is not within the search arc. They say that they have found, or they possibly have found, the wreckage of an aircraft. Now, this is an independent contractor. This is not the so-called official search crew. We will look into it.
Well, Phil, let's not pretend, oh God, you know that look at Miley Cyrus wearing the pink. She is really trying to establish something, isn't she?
Well, Miley Cyrus is she doesn't want to wind up on the ash heap of pop stars. She doesn't want to be Debbie Boone, not Debbie Boone, who was the one? Debbie Gibson, you know, or whoever the fuck, I don't know. She doesn't want to be one of them, man. She don't want to be just another washed up, fucked out, Mouseketeer. See, she doesn't want to be just another, just tired, old, baggy-eyed, just sad Mouseketeer trudging along the hot sidewalks of America. Going into another audition, you know. Just, God damn. Coming up on 9 minutes before the top of the hour here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. No, what's that guy's name? Richard Quest? Is that cat's name? And I like the guy, the British guy. He's just so audacious and braggadocious. And, you know, he's just out there and he's got this kisser on him that's just, you know, it's typically British, kind of tough to, well, I shouldn't say typically British, but tough to look at. But I love him because he's just, they're all different things, you know. But just now he pulled up the newspapers. No, we don't do that here. Not in America, we don't do that shit. Let's take a look at the morning papers. Fuck that. If I wanted to read the fucking paper, I'd go out and buy the fucking paper. But that's, they do that in British TV. It's actually rather entertaining the way they do it. The Daily Mail, here are the headlines, the Daily Mail. And then the Guardian, and they do this, and they show you. And what do you think about that, Bill? I think the Daily Mail is quite remarkable. I love how they hold each other's feet to the fire. He says, well, there are people, my understanding, and as you know, the Prime Minister was called a filthy slut. Excuse me, what is your source for that? Well, you know, it's very common knowledge. No, what is your source for that? What did you call? I mean, like, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, you never see that kind of fucking action going on. And American TV is so goddamn, you know what I'm saying? American TV is just always fucking polite, man. But here's the reason why we have to be polite on American TV. When we're not polite on American TV, we're just fucking stupid. Like in England, it just appears that they've got some brains when they're arguing and they're screaming at each other. And I like that, you know. But here, when we scream at each other, 1, 2, we are dumb. Oh, man, are we dumb. Dumb isn't even the half of it.
You know, you have such a negative opinion of this country. Why don't you just move to another country?
No, I'm not going to move to another country. Why would I do that? There's no country as good as America.
Well, then why don't you keep criticizing it?
I was thinking about that until you just weighed in. Now I'm going to continue.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think you're just sadistic. I just think there's something wrong with you.
Do you? Fuck. This is a bitch, man. This is a bitch, man.
I just think there is. And, you know.
Whew, man, I'm telling you, it is a hell of a deal. What a man got to do, what a man got to come to. Testing. Okay. Just looking at our, Audacity, which I guess I can show you here. There's our Audacity meter there. That is the MP3 that we record of our show each and every day. And that there, well, I actually have it on the screen behind me, I guess. Every now and again, I got to look at that. Every now and again, I got to look at that shit because, you know, if that shit's not, if I don't see that shit, you see all that squiggly shit? If I don't see that shit, there's something fucking wrong, man. So 11 o'clock, huh? That's Pacific. You can bet your bottom fucking dollar I'm going to be all over that like white on rice. We will be off of the air by then. And quite possibly, we'll have a short show today because I got other shit I got to deal with. I did have a photo session that we've put off till next week. And I may have another visit to the sleep doc. You know, I gotta figure this shit out, man, because I'm not gonna let this shit. I got a new manager, and just giving you some career shit. And I got a new manager, and I've got I gotta get new headshots. And what are headshots? It's pictures that you, as an actor, you get your picture taken, and it shows the different personalities that you can be. And I just got my clip reel done, and that has different clips of the shit what I done. See. And so, what do you want to call it? And for anybody that's watching right now, like a manager or some, not a manager, but like a producer or some shit, my clip reel, man, is up on the usual places, or at least on a couple of them, I think, which I did not myself know of, but now that I do. All right. I have to put my glasses on here. I got to get some, a little technical shit going. So what do you think of that, man? What do you guys all think about that? I think that Sterling is no dummy. He was with the, obviously he's with the chick for the sex. Give me a fucking break. He's with the chick to be with some hot bitch, okay? Great. She's with him because she wants Mr. Moneybags. Who the fuck doesn't know that? Who in America today or the world today does that still come as a shock to? That I'd love to know about that. You know? Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, don't you believe in love? Is there a fucking law that says you have to love the person you marry? I understand that for some people that's the ideal. And maybe that is, in fact, the objective ideal. I wouldn't argue with that in a million years. But I will put it to you succinctly. There are those who believe that the alternative, which is what the Sterlings of the world have, young chick, old guy, I got the money, you have the tits, and that we put together. Because at the bottom line, that's what it is with everybody. Women look for men to secure the nest. Men look to women to fill the nest. Women look to men to go out and secure the nest and protect the nest. Okay? Men look to women to fill the nest with babies and lovely things to make that nest comfortable for him. But he will protect the nest. Now, I don't know of any other way of making it more clear that on the one hand, you have the economic power, which is the man. On the other hand, you have the sex, the fertility, the, you know, the mothering.
Well, that's mothering. That's different.
No, not really, because when you meet, it's the same dynamic, man. The same forces are at work. You may not stay with her. She may like the dinner you bought her. And he may like the fucking blowjob that he got. Okay, let's put it right down at the bottom of the barrel there, because, hey, that happens too. She may like the fucking expensive vacation that you went on. And he may love the fantastic sex that you had when you went on that vacation. She might have liked it too. And of course, he's enjoying the vacation. I'm not saying that's mutually exclusive, but the fact is, he's bringing one thing, she's bringing another. All right, let me get my shit together here. God damn it. Motherfucker. I got one fucking minute to get my fucking shit together in this. They're talking my fucking head off. I'm talking my own head off. God damn it. I'm telling you, man. Fuck. All right, I'm ready to go, man. Done with this shit. Ready?
Y'all ready? Huh? Because I got to find out now. Y'all fucking ready or not? How long I said to fuck around with this, man? All right.
Stand by for news. Good morning. Welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show here on TuneIn and on our Listen Live line. In just a second here, we're going to get ready to rock this motherfucker. At 11 o'clock is a press conference with the NBA about Donald Sterling and his whole fucking douchebag existence. Please stand by. Pardon the theatrics.